But I'd like to introduce our first open mic performer. Her name is Dorothea Juno Johnson. She featured for us recently, and I think she has a new song. Is that right?
This is actually a cover.
It's a cover. All right. New to you or an old friend?
I've done it for years, actually.
Okay. Please, a big welcome to Dorothea Juno Johnson.
Okay. Yep.
Get that a little bit lower so that we can dip your head. Still be on there.
You know, I do well if you do it like that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right, well, you've got enough light here, also?
Yes. We good, Ira? Okay. This song is called Grandmother's Song. It was written in the 1970s by Teresa Adele, who was this amazing musician who lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, and who left this planet a couple of years ago, way too soon. And I've always loved this song. Time swims around in her mind. See the lady, she is old. Memories are fading, but she smiles when she finds one she can hold. She lived her life alone a little while. For 50 years alone was not her style. She loved her man as we may not believe, until he had to leave her. Coupled together in daily existence, they did grow, seeking tomorrows of the love, tears, and sorrows they would know. He mined the coal to ward off family hunger. She cursed the miner's door that drove them under. As immigrants, they faced the world alone and found comfort looking home. Oh. See the creases of love as they decorate her face. All the years of laughing and crying are living in her heart, a special place. She never tried to hide the years she's learned. To hide would be denying all she's learned from the children she created with her man. She teaches children as she can to believe in life, to believe in as they decorate her face. All the years of laughing and crying are living in her heart, a very special place. She never hid the years of life she's earned. To hide would be denying all the children she created with her man. She teaches children as she can to believe in life, to believe in love. She teaches children
Thank you very much, Dorothea. One more hand for Dorothea Juno Johnson.